Surah, Chapter 44. Let me now sing the praises of men of piety. Of our fathers in their generations. Great glory did the Most High allot them. And they were great from the days of old. Men who wielded dominion over the earth in their royalty. And men of renown in their might. Counselors in their discernment. And seers in their prophetic power. Princes of nations in their intentions. And leaders in their decrees. Wise in speech in their scribal office. And speakers of wise sayings in their tradition. Arrangers of psalms according to rule. And authors of written proverbs. Men of ability and supported with strength. And living at ease in their dwelling places, all these were honored in their generation. And in their days had glory. Some of them have left a name. That men might tell their praise. And some of them have no memorial. There was an end of them when they came to their end. They were as though they had not been. And also their children after them. Nevertheless, these were men of piety. And their hope has not ceased. With their seed their goodness remains sure. And their inheritance to their children, as children. Their seed stands fast in the covenants. And in their children for their sakes. Their memory abides forever. And their righteousness will not be forgotten. Their bodies were buried in peace. But their name lives to all generations. The assembly repeats their wisdom. And the congregation declares their praise. Enoch was found perfect, and he walked with Yahweh, and was taken. A sign of knowledge to every generation. Noah the righteous was found perfect. In the time of destruction he became the renewer. For his sake there was a remnant. And because of his covenant the flood ceased. An eternal covenant God made with him. Not to destroy all flesh again. Abraham, the father of a multitude of nations. Put no blemish on his honor. He kept the commandments of the Most High. And entered into a covenant with him. In his flesh he made a covenant with him. And in temptation he was found faithful. Wherefore, with an oath he swore to him. To bless nations in his seed. To multiply him as the dust of the earth. And to exalt his seed as the stars. To cause them to inherit from sea to sea. And from the river to the ends of the earth, and also Isaac he established likewise. For the sake of Abraham his father. He gave him the covenant of all his ancestry. And a blessing rested on the head of Israel. And he gave him the title of firstborn. And gave him his inheritance. And he set him for tribes. To be divided into 12. And he brought out from him a man of mercy. Who found grace in the sight of all living.